On today's episode of Locked On Oilers, we go over the preseason stock market, whose stock has risen and whose stock has fallen. Plus, we will go over the games over this weekend from the Edmonton Oilers against the Flames and the Jets. And we do have cuts to talk about as well. All that and much more on today's episode of Locked On Oilers.
Your Locked On Oilers, your daily podcast on the Edmonton Oilers. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Hello and welcome back to Locked On Oilers Podcast. I am your host and former Oilers game day producer, Brett Holden. As mentioned, on today's episode, we're going to be going over the preseason stock market. The stock market for the Oilers has been interesting. So we will talk about that in our second period today. Also later on in today's episode, a couple of cuts from the Edmonton Oilers. Who's going down? Who's going where? And what does that mean for the Edmonton Oilers? We will talk about that later as well. Also on today's episode, the three games that they have, one game on Friday, one game on Saturday, we will go over, and they have a game tonight in Vancouver against the Canucks. We have a lineup to discuss, and we will discuss those two games over the weekend. All that and much more on today's episode of Locked On Oilers. Thank you so much for making Locked On Oilers your first listen every day. We are free and available wherever you find your podcasts. Happy Monday, everybody. It is finally October, and you know what that means. Yes, Halloween is this month. That's basically it. Moving on. No, I'm kidding. The Edmonton Oilers have regular season games this month. We are only just over a week away from the NHL season starting, meaning these preseason games now have a little extra something to watch out for. The Edmonton Oilers did have two games over the weekend, one against Calgary in Edmonton, which had a fantastic crowd at Rogers Place, and one on Saturday in Winnipeg. We will talk about those games as well today, starting off with Calgary. The Edmonton Oilers would go on to win that game 2-1. Goal from Leon Draisaitl, Kyler Yamamoto, and Philip Roberg getting the assist on that one. That was shorthanded. A big goal for the Edmonton Oilers, getting the crowd into it. It was in the first period. The Edmonton Oilers have had an issue scoring in this preseason. Now, yes, that may be. You may have an opinion one way or the other over scoring in the preseason, but either way, getting Leon Draisaitl onto the board in that game at home for the Edmonton Oilers to open up his account for the 2022-2023 season is very important for the Edmonton Oilers and very important for Leon Draisaitl. Later on in that period, Dylan Dubé went on to tie up the game at 1-1 with an assist from new Calgary Flame Kevin Rooney. And then the Edmonton Oilers would go on to win the game after a beautiful assist from Luke Esposito. He fed Brett Kulak up at the point and made it 2-1 for the Edmonton Oilers in the third, also getting an assist on that play, Cody CC. We will talk a lot more about Luke Esposito later on in today's episode. In fact, it's almost like a Luke Esposito themed episode today. Fantastic weekend for him. A lot of things learned over the last 7 days, really, for Edmonton Oilers fans of Luke Esposito and the organization on Luke Esposito as well. Then on Saturday, the Edmonton Oilers went to Winnipeg in Winnipeg, the beautiful city of Winnipeg, and they would get a win there as well. Tyler Benson opening up the scoring for the Edmonton Oilers. It is officially unassisted, but a great effort by Jake Virtanen to force the turnover and get the puck to Tyler Benson, and Tyler Benson absolutely roofed one to give the Edmonton Oilers a 1-0 lead. Now, as mentioned, Jake Virtanen did take that puck away and force the turnover. Other than that, there wasn't too much other to mention there. Cole Perfetti then tied the game for the Winnipeg Jets and then took the lead for the Jets there. Both, in fact, exact same lines. Perfetti from Dubois and Ville Heinola both goals there. But the Edmonton Oilers would get one back, tie it up from Jason Demers, who is still currently on a PTO with the Edmonton Oilers. Dylan Holloway and Philip Broberg with the assist there. Just a beautiful feed from Dylan Holloway. And the interesting thing is, I think that Dylan Holloway, out of this game here, and, well, basically all of his other preseason, has led him to the opportunity he has tonight in Vancouver. Of course, the Edmonton Oilers would go on to win that game in Winnipeg in a shootout, 3-2, thanks to a goal from Devin Shore. In the shootout, yes, in the shootout from Devin Shore. But all of these accumulate to tonight, as yes, there were cuts that we will get to from these games. But that also leads to the lineup that the Edmonton Oilers have in Vancouver tonight. Just released is the lineup for the Edmonton Oilers in Vancouver. There's an interesting name on that second line. The Edmonton Oilers are seemingly sending most of their NHL roster to Vancouver. I don't blame them. Vancouver is a beautiful place. But here are the lines that have been reported for the Edmonton Oilers in Vancouver. Evander Kane with Connor McDavid and Kyler Yamamoto. Yeah, that's a given. That makes sense. Here is where the shock is, and this is because he has had a fantastic preseason, had a fantastic game on Saturday in Vancouver, and all of this has accumulated to Dylan Holloway on the second line next to Leon Draisaitl and Zach Hyman. Yes, Zach Hyman switches from the left side to the right side for the Edmonton Oilers. This is something that maybe a little bit of a conversation at the start of the year. We weren't exactly sure what the Oilers' lines would look like in the top six. And now has Dylan Holloway cracked his way into the top six? Big opportunity for him tonight in Vancouver. We shall see. Third line of Ryan McLeod, Ryan Nugent-Hopkins, and Warren Fogle. And a fourth line of Tyler Benson, Devin Shore, and Jake Virtanen in Vancouver. The defense is as follows. A little bit of an interesting injection here, as Nurse and CeCe start off on the top pairing. Kulak and Bouchard will be the second pairing, and the third pairing, a very important week coming up for Dmitry Samarukov, who is lining up next to Tyson Barrie tonight for the Edmonton Oilers. That will be a very interesting pairing to see. A very interesting week for guys like Dmitry Samarukov, Philip Broberg, Marcus Niemelainen, Dylan Holloway as well, Jake Virtanen, Tyler Benson too. Oh, very important week coming up for those guys here. Also in Vancouver, Jack Campbell is seemingly expected to start, it seems like, for the Edmonton Oilers, with Stuart Skinner backing him up. Very interesting lineup for the Edmonton Oilers in Vancouver, seemingly their NHL lineup, and we shall see how Dylan Holloway fits in to that second line. I'm very interested to see, because that kid's stock has risen and risen and risen and basically every day of the training camp. Every day is something more impressive from Dylan Holloway comes out, and now he's playing on the second line for the Edmonton Oilers tonight. But who else stock has risen, and who else's stock has fallen over the last couple of days because of those games against Calgary and Winnipeg? We will talk about that in just a second. But first, I want to tell you about our partners over at Simply Safe. The numbers don't lie. In the last decade, over 4 million people have chosen Simply Safe Home Security to protect their home. You don't earn that trust from that many people without doing something right. At Simply Safe, your safety is the only thing that matters. I know, because I use Simply Safe at my own home to protect you with cutting-edge security technology powered by 24/7 professional monitoring agents who always have your back. With 24/7, excuse me, professional monitoring, Simply Safe's agents call you the moment a threat is detected and dispatch police or first responders to an emergency, even if you're not home or cannot be reached. Simply Safe blankets your home in protection with advanced sensors for every room, window, and door. HD security cameras for inside and outside of your home. Smarter ways to detect motion that only alert you if a threat is real. And even hazard signals that instantly detect fires, floods, and other threats to your home. Our monitoring experts use proprietary advanced response technology so that you to visually confirm when a break-in is real so that you can get the highest priority police dispatch. Customize a perfect system for your home in just a few minutes at simplysafe.com/lockedonNHL. Save 20% on your Simply Safe security system when you sign up for an interactive monitoring plan and get your first month free. Visit simplysafe.com/lockedonNHL to learn more. There's no safe like Simply Safe. Heading on to our stock preseason stock market for the Edmonton Oilers this week, basically, after those games against the Calgary Flames and the Winnipeg Jets. And we have some shocking names on here, if I'm going to be honest with you. And we're going to start off with that shocking name. And that's Philip Broberg. Philip Broberg has been given every opportunity to prove himself for the Edmonton Oilers and prove why he should be an NHLer this year. And he's done the exact opposite. In fact, there have been numerous players around him that are fighting for that spot. Dmitry Samarukov tonight for the Edmonton Oilers will be one of those defensemen fighting for that spot. Because Philip Broberg has left that spot wide open. Now, over the last two games, yes, two assists, beautiful, beautiful, great to see there. Only two hits from a guy who gained 25, I think, 15 pounds over the summer. And as well, against Winnipeg, Philip Broberg played the least amount of minutes than any player, any defenseman for the Edmonton Oilers on Saturday. He played 12 minutes and 58 seconds, which is a vast difference from his 21-29 appearance against Calgary just the night before. Yes, maybe you go, maybe he's tired, this or that or the other thing. No. I would say because Philip Broberg seemingly, and this seems to be the quote-unquote theory as to what's going on with Philip Broberg, he may have gotten too big too quick. His body may have not or may not still have caught up with the weight that he has gained this year, with the muscle he has gained this year. Now, this was something that we talked about during our draft coverage of heading into the draft and talking about some of the prospects that could be available for the Edmonton Oilers. This was something that Maverick Lamoureux that ended up getting drafted, I believe, by the Arizona Coyotes, if I'm not mistaken. That was one of the biggest issues for him. Yes, he stands 6'7" at 18 years old, but he's still only 100 and, I believe, 75 pounds or something like that, 180 pounds. And a lot of people want to get him up to 200, 210. Obviously, when you're 6'7", you want somebody to get big. But the biggest thing to him and what a lot of people around Maverick Lamoureux have mentioned is that if he does gain that weight, well, the biggest thing for Maverick Lamoureux's game has been his skating. He has been a beautiful skater, and if I'm not mistaken, took figure skating lessons from a young age. But that has been the biggest issue for him, is that if he gains weight, then his foot speed might not necessarily be there. And eventually, may not be the defenseman that he was when he got drafted. Is that what we're seeing with Philip Broberg right now? How long will it take for him to get used to his body? Do the Edmonton Oilers have to send him to Bakersfield before the season starts to get used to that body? To get used to NHL players, or at least NHL caliber players, coming in on him at full speed? What happens here? Because it doesn't seem like he's where he was even at the end of the playoffs last year. Now, the interesting thing is, and why we have this conversation, is because a player whose stock has risen over the last couple of games is Markus Niemelainen, who only played against Calgary, but he made them pay when he played against him. 5 hits against the Calgary Flames in a preseason game with 5 blocks for Markus Niemelainen, and he's also playing on the penalty kill, which is something Philip Broberg hasn't really been able to tap into yet. And that is where a lot of the players who are fighting for positions for the Edmonton Oilers are really going to succeed and could get that edge over that player that they're battling. If they are succeeding on the penalty kill, which the Edmonton Oilers need help in, then they're going to get that spot over a guy who isn't contributing on the penalty kill. We're looking at guys even like on the forward core with Warren Fogle and Jake Virtanen. Jake Virtanen hasn't played at all on the penalty kill, but Warren Fogle is. Now, that's not necessarily a battle right there for the Edmonton Oilers or for Warren Fogle and for Jake Virtanen, but that is the situation for a lot of the players who are fighting for spots. And that's what's happening with Markus Niemelainen. It seems like everything he does is next to right, and the little things he is doing as well. Just as well, I should say, too. Markus Niemelainen also has a very underrated skating stride. He is obviously long, so that he normally just looks like he's lumbering around. But he has a very long stride that really covers up a lot of ice really quick. And then all of a sudden, you go, oh, this 6'9" dude, he's not 6'9", I'm just exaggerating, is past me, and the puck is on Connor McDavid's stick. Markus Niemelainen has been fantastic over the preseason. A guy that I said should be on the Edmonton Oilers this year as the 7th guy. Obviously, they signed Murray and kind of complicated things, but he could be the 6th guy over Philip Broberg because of his preseason. Another guy who I think has had a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful preseason. I am shocked to have seen what happened yesterday from him, especially over another winger that I think is who's currently on a PTO. But Luke Esposito has been playing his mind away over the last couple of weeks. 4 straight games for Luke Esposito in an Edmonton Oilers uniform in the preseason, and he took advantage of every single minute. He scored an assist, a beautiful assist to tee up Brett Kulak for the game-winning goal against the Calgary Flames. Very reminiscent of, believe it or not, Connor McDavid. Coming in from the far blue line, or from the near side of the blue line, protecting the puck beautifully, really working his edges of his skates all the way around the boards, around the net, all the way back around the boards again, gets to the faceoff dot, leaves it for Brett Kulak, and it is in the back of the net. Just a beautiful, beautiful drive. Great forechecking from Luke Esposito, and has been one of the best plays from a forward so far in the preseason for the Edmonton Oilers. Also getting 3 hits for Luke Esposito and getting a fighting major against Blake Wheeler as well, which I have a massive beef over because the linesman just let him get fed by Blake Wheeler and gave him no chance to defend himself, and then has the audacity to give him a fighting major, but still very much willing to step up in a fight. Also having 2 blocks for the Edmonton Oilers. He is doing it in the offensive zone, in the defensive zone. Luke Esposito, who was on a PTO, has an amateur contract right now. Would not be shocked to see him signed to a professional contract soon, and could see him in the lineup at some point for the Edmonton Oilers this year. I was shocked to see what happened to him yesterday, as we will talk about that in just a bit. But I think he's had a fantastic, fantastic preseason for the Edmonton Oilers. And finally, a quick honorable mention to Stuart Skinner as, oh, yes, by the way, Luke Esposito stock all the way up. Oh, fantastic player. But Stuart Skinner, do want to give a quick honorable mention to him as he played fantastic against Winnipeg. A 9.43 save percentage for him after saving 33 of 35 shots against the Winnipeg Jets. Also ended up winning, as Bob Stauffer put it, the skills competition, the shootout against the Winnipeg Jets, stopping all three shots from the Winnipeg Jets for the Edmonton Oilers to win it. A lot of people have been putting Stuart Skinner as their preseason Vezina winner. I'm here for it. Why not? But yes, massive, massive, big honorable mention to Stuart Skinner as well, who has had just a fantastic, fantastic start to his preseason. We will talk about as well, because I mentioned that Luke Esposito had some injustices done to him. We will talk about that and some of the other interesting moves made by the Edmonton Oilers this weekend in just a little bit. But first, I want to thank you for making Locked On Oilers your first listen every day. Now for your second listen, make sure you tune in to Locked On NHL, where Locked On experts give you a daily 30-minute podcast on all things NHL all year long. Stay up to date on everything in the hockey world with Locked On NHL, your daily 30-minute NHL podcast. Alrighty, and finally today we are going to talk about the cuts the Edmonton Oilers have made, as 8 moves by the Edmonton Oilers were made just 24 hours ago. Very interesting moves as well. First up on the moves, the Edmonton Oilers have assigned 5 players to Bakersfield right now. Xavier Borgo being the first name there. Not really a shock there. Didn't really have too much of a preseason with the Edmonton Oilers, but every time I saw him, I think he was very impressive every single time. Very much on the puck. Whoever had the puck at all times was always on in the right position. The biggest thing for him is learning how to play away from the puck, but other than that, he just has played very solid. Either way, Xavier Borgo, one of the first names assigned to Bakersfield. Noah Philp will be joining him as well, a guy who has had a very, very solid camp as well. A couple of very good games for Noah Philp, a guy that I wouldn't be shocked to see later on down the line for the Edmonton Oilers as a fourth line center type deal. Really good camp for Noah Philp. A couple of defensemen here, which I'm not too pumped about, but it's hockey. It's the way. I didn't expect them to make the team, obviously, but Michael Kesselring and Phil Kemp, two guys who have had fantastic camps so far, have really put in a good name for themselves, I guess, for the Edmonton Oilers within the Edmonton Oilers organization. Still need some seasoning, as Bob Stauffer said. Michael Kesselring, and even he mentioned Phil Kemp as well, but Michael Kesselring is still raw as a defenseman. I actually believe it was Jonathan Willis who called him that. But a lot of things for Michael Kesselring and Phil Kemp to take from the camp to go into their AHL season. I don't think we'll see them at all this season, depending on any injuries that happen for the Edmonton Oilers this year, but could see them in next year or the year after. I would probably say next year for Phil Kemp and Michael Kesselring. Also joining them down there is Olivier Rodrigue, which I'm shocked he was the second goaltender sent over. He was sent after Ryan Fanti, but still need goalies in the system or at practice either way. So those were the players who were assigned, released from their PTOs, and this is where my issue comes from. Released from their PTO No, it's not the guy you're thinking of, and not the guy that everybody wants. And now, after I said that, all the old people just tuned out. Luke Esposito has been released from his professional tryout and sent back to Bakersfield. Again, I think this will be a circumstance of the Edmonton Oilers signing him to a deal and then having him come up at some point. Or maybe they just wait before they bring him up, sign him to that deal in regards to that cap issue, so then people don't go, oh, look, they have more salary cap, yeah, and really freak out. But I really think Luke Esposito will be an Edmonton Oiler at some point soon. A fantastic showing for him. Has grinded his way through the AHL over the last couple of years, and just, you can really see the fruits of his labor finally coming to fruition there. Fantastic camp for him. Also released from the PTO, who had a little bit of hype early on in camp. Didn't really get into many games last week, but a very interesting watch down in Bakersfield this season. Alex Peters also released from his PTO and sent to Bakersfield. He was on an amateur deal with the Oilers down in Bakersfield. Essentially, he has a Bakersfield contract. But guys, even Bob Stauffer has been saying that this could be a guy and should be a guy who's playing on an AHL contract, who shouldn't be playing with an AHL contract. He should have an NHL contract. Very impressive defenseman. Very interested to see what happens to him next. Very excited to see his season down in Bakersfield. And finally, the Edmonton Oilers have waived Greg McKegg. They did that with the purpose of assignment for him to head down to Bakersfield as well. We will see if he clears there as well. The Edmonton Oilers have a game tonight against the Vancouver Canucks at 7 p.m. Those guys won't be there, but a fantastic lineup for the Edmonton Oilers in Vancouver tonight, if you missed it. Evander Kane lines up with Connor McDavid and Kyler Yamamoto. Dylan Holloway on the second line with Leon Draisaitl and Zach Hyman. Ryan McLeod, Ryan Nugent-Hopkins, and Warren Fogle is the third line with Tyler Benson, Devin Shore, and Jake Virtanen. Bringing up the rear in the fourth line. Defensively, Darnell Nurse, Cody Ceci, the first pairing. Brett Kulak and Evan Bouchard, that second pairing. Big game for Dmitry Samarukov on that third pairing with Tyson Barrie and seemingly Jack Campbell with the start right now against Vancouver with Stuart Skinner backing up. I hope you had a wonderful weekend, everybody. A big week ahead of us as we are just over a week away from puck drop on the regular season of the NHL year. Oh, what a better time. It's October. It's spooky season. We got Halloween coming up at the end of this month. Thanksgiving. How could you not like October? Let's call it there, everybody. I hope you had a wonderful weekend. I hope you have a wonderful start to your week. Stay safe. Don't do anything I wouldn't do. And play La Bamba, baby.